Welcome to CSR Chicken Student Radio. Your hosts today are
James
and Iris.
Ted Cha is a poet that comes to work with the fourth grade every year. He is best known as Ted Cha, the poetry guy. Teaches the fourth grade some types of poems. Oh, by the way, Chai rhymes with guy. As a poet in residence, he spends 3 days working with students, whole grade, as well as visiting every class twice.
We had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Chai when he came to our school on January. We hope you enjoy meeting Mr. Chai.
We wondered if Mr. Chai had always been a poet. He replied,
Good question. No. In my head, I think I have been, or in my heart. But I only started writing poems about 20 years ago. And I'm 63 years old, so I was 43 when I started writing, in a serious way. But as you know, I started writing in my head a little earlier than that. But I've only been a poet for a part of my life.
It's always interesting to know what people did before their current profession, Mr. Chai explained.
Ooh, good question. I did lots of things. I was a teacher, fourth grade teacher. And before that, I was a builder of houses. And before that, I was a businessman. And before that, I was in the Navy, an officer in the Navy. And then before that, I was in college. So I did 4 different jobs.
Since Mr. Chai is a poet, we wondered if he had a favorite poem written by another poet he shared.
Yes, I do. In fact, it's so interesting you asked that. My favorite poet is a man, an African-American man named Langston Hughes. And I keep a copy of his poems in my pocket, actually. And this is a poem called Dreams. You want me to say it quickly?
Sure.
It's called Dreams by Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. And that inspires me to keep dreaming. So that's what I like.
We asked if he had a favorite poem he had written. Mr. Chai answered,
I think it's that one I read about that girl kissing me in second grade. And here's the reason why. I didn't tell you the reason it's my favorite. Because not only because it actually happened, and it was so frightening. But there's sort of an other story to that. That girl who was in my class, Nancy Chrisman, is no longer alive. I learned from her sister. Did I tell you this at the assembly?
I think so, I did.
That she died about 22 years ago. So whenever I say that poem, she giggles a little bit, and it helps me remember her. So it's a very sentimental poem in my mind. So that's my favorite, I think.
Looking at the titles of your books, you seem to write funny poems. For example, a couple of titles are, I froze my mother and I tickled my teacher. Can you explain why? He commented.
And I don't know the answer to that, except that's the way my brain is wired. I write poems, and I like to look at the funny side of life. There are things that happen in our lives that, of course, are not funny. They're quite sad. But I like to be positive, and I like to think that there's some little way of looking at something that's a little twist at the end that helps us kind of laugh at the end. So I try to keep things a little bit lighter.
Visiting schools seems to be a big part of what you do. When did you start visiting schools? Explained Mr. Chai.
Oh, that's a super great question. For one thing, someone who's a writer, even if you're a famous writer, you can't really make a living doing that. You don't sell enough books. So one reason I do it, it's not the major reason actually, but I do it because it helps me be a writer. I can do school programs, school visits, and I make a little money doing that, and then I can practice my writing on the side. But the other more important reason, honestly, is that if I was just a writer sitting at home, trying to remember what it was like to be a teacher and what it was like to be a fourth grader, it would be hard. Plus, by being with you here, visiting schools like yours, being around kids helps me, it inspires me. I can remember what it was like, but also I get so many ideas from you guys as I'm just being around you. It gives me ideas. So I couldn't, this is honestly true, I could not be a writer without being a writer who visits schools, because it's really important.
You explained to us that the kids inspire you. What is your favorite thing about doing school visits, he stated.
It's sort of what I just said, pretty much, that I get to meet new people, and I get to meet kids, and be inspired by them. So that's my favorite thing. Oh, one other thing. I really, really love to travel, to see different places and to go back to the same places like Chickering. But I really love to see the world. And it's fun to go home and to have quiet time at home, but I really love to travel. So I go about 100 days a year I'm visiting schools.
You really like to visit new places and going back to old locations. Where have you traveled for school visits? Mr. Shire laid.
Mostly I go around Boston and New York, and last year I was in North Carolina and Florida, and I went to Oklahoma and California, and my favorite school visits, you can probably guess this, or not guess where I went, but imagine that I felt this way, was I went to London, England once to a school, and then I went to Paris, France twice to go to a school, two different schools, so that was really fun.
When you visit schools, what grades do you work with? He articulated.
Oh, you guys have so many good questions. I do everything from pre-K, like four-year-olds, all the way up to middle school, so eighth grade. So eighth graders are about 13 years old, and preschool are four, so about 9 years of span that I travel. And I'm really, I have to say, most happy, most comfortable in the elementary school world. If you ask me to do a middle school classroom, I'm happy to do it, but I'm not as comfortable doing that. They're kind of scary, those middle school kids.
We imagine that funny and interesting things happen during your school visits. Can you share any that inspired you to write a poem, Mr. Shy informed?
Well, I'm not sure I can think of any particular thing, but every single visit, every single school I visit, something happens that reminds me of something. It gives me an idea to write a poem. And I guess the one I can think of that I shared with you is that poem called I'm Not Good, where those two boys were walking down the hall, and one of them was asking the other questions, and it was really sad because the other kid kept going, he didn't like anything. And that's a pretty good example of how, in the course of just turning my ears on full volume and listening to kids, I get ideas. So that was a good example.
You probably don't write poetry all the time. What do you like to do when you aren't writing poetry, he stated.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I was telling Mrs. Chase this, that I did that about 3 years ago. I decided to make videos. And my first idea was to make as many as I could with me in front of the camera sharing my poems. And then my son, who's a very savvy guy, he's very smart, he said, Dad, you can't do that. Kids are going to be bored out of their minds. It's always going to be you. So I said, okay, I'll think of some characters that I can be. So I had this idea to invent seven different cousins, and including an alien cousin. And I had some clothes that I kept at home for my kids, where I could get dressed up. So I just took those clothes and decided to create the different characters. So that's what I did.
So you invented some new cousins, but how do you come up with the names and places for your cousins? Mr. Shy replied.
Well, I don't know. I guess the alien cousin is Dweedlezorp. I had to think of a funny alien kind of name, so that came to me. I don't know why. And then a good Russian name, Boris. He's a very good Russian name. I like Boris. He's a very funny guy. And and Billy Bobob. He's from down in South Carolina. Billy Bobob. They have like these double names down there, like Billy Bobob and Bobby Sue and stuff like that. So that came to me. I don't know. That's a good question. I just decided that I would find a name that was sort of typical of that area. Like my favorite cousin, I think, is that guy named Luigi. He's from New York City. And he's also born in Boston, so he has kind of a combination of a New York and a Boston accent. And I love people's accents. So, Luigi, hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. Yeah, come on over and visit me sometime in my pizzeria, you know what I mean? So he's a funny guy. So I liked him a lot.
You probably aren't writing poetry all the time. What do you like to do when you aren't writing poetry, he stated.
I like to travel places with my wife. We go to places to travel. I like to ride my bike. I like to hike and ski, mostly be outdoors. But the cool thing about writing, which is that when I'm traveling, not so much on my bike or hiking, But I'm always thinking about new poems, so I carry my little book with me. And even if I'm climbing a mountain, I carry it with me and I write stuff down. And then if I'm traveling, like on an airplane somewhere, or if I'm visiting some relatives in a far-off place, I can always write. I get up early in the morning. My best time for writing is early in the morning. So after I have a cup of coffee, I sit down at my desk, and I can spend at least a couple hours before anybody wakes up writing poems. So it's kind of a cool thing. So it's one of those jobs you can take anywhere, pretty much.
We were surprised at the range of jobs that Mr. Shai had. First, he was a Navy officer and then a builder of houses, followed by a fourth grade teacher, all before he became a professional poet. The fact that he goes to school 100 days a year was amazing to us.
We hope you enjoyed getting to meet Mr. Shai. If you are looking for some laughs, go check out one of his books at your local library.
Thanks for joining us today.